So I'm going to begin today with a confession. At the 9 a.m. service, I've been trying to do something new on the weeks we have Sunday school, and that's one of those weeks is today. Yet even I can sometimes forget to turn the button on the computer to have what happens. So David did not get to hear what I was trying to do at 9 a.m. And what I was trying to do was to present this gospel from Luke in a slightly different and more experiential way. I knew I wanted to highlight the widow's persistence and the judge's desire to do anything to just get her to go away. The judge in our text is annoyed. He's bugged. He just wants to swat her. And that gave me an idea. I was hoping to invite everyone at that service to listen to the gospel while a super annoying, super persistent, super buggy noise was in the background. I wanted to read Luke while the sound of a buzzing mosquito filled the sanctuary. Now, I don't know about you, but even thinking about a mosquito makes my body itch. It's like I'm pre-programmed to be bugged if I sense or even imagine there's a mosquito nearby. That buzz, 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 that persistent noise helps, I think, to unlock one of the central points of today's text. The widow isn't just bugging the judge, she's bugging the judge over and over again. She repeats herself, like a mosquito which is buzzing constantly around us. So as interpreters of this text, we need to see what buzzes, see what in today's story repeats. And by looking at that repetition, we discover just what justice is. Now, Jesus, as he introduces the story, actually tells us what repeats. And that repetition is usually a sign of what's important, what matters in the story. Jesus starts by describing the judge as someone who doesn't fear God. He's someone who doesn't hold God in awe and doesn't keep God in mind in all that he says and does. This judge also doesn't respect people. He doesn't treat all people well. He instead probably treats some better than others because he's a judge. And being a judge gives him that power. This judge, according to Jesus, is a terrible judge. He doesn't care about justice. He only cares about his own wants and desires, and his position grants him the authority to proclaim judgments that are devoid of justice. He's terrible, and he knows this about himself. In his internal monologue, he admits he doesn't fear God or respect people. He knows he's terrible. He knows he doesn't care about justice, but because of this persistent widow, justice is what he'll do. He'll proclaim a judgment that is different from what he usually does. For Jesus, this judge is the opposite of justice, which means justice is the opposite of him. He doesn't fear God and he doesn't respect people, so justice includes fearing God and respecting people. This, in some ways, is the minimum standard for what justice is. But Jesus isn't letting justice remain as merely a definition or an abstract ideal. By linking these two phrases together, fearing God, and respecting people. Jesus is showing that respecting people is how we fear God. As Reverend David Loos, president of the Lutheran Seminary at Philadelphia, writes, "The root of all justice is to demonstrate your fear, your awe of God, by respecting those around you. Justice, like love, isn't a noun. Justice is a verb. And so the beginning of justice, according to Jesus, is when we show that awe for God by respecting those around us, by granting them a measure of dignity, by being willing to view them as fellow children of God, who are worthy of our respect and fair treatment. Justice begins when we look at the person in front of us, especially the person who doesn't look like us, sound like us, or think or believe like us. And when we see them, we see someone worthy of our respect and fair treatment. The respect we offer isn't dependent on the other person respecting us first. Respect rests in knowing that we are made in God's image, that God loves us, that Jesus died for us, and that Jesus died for that other person too. Now, the other part of today's story that repeats describes what the widow does. She doesn't stop. Jesus says she keeps coming, and the judge says she keeps coming too. She's persistent, determined, a fighter who won't give up. She wants her experience to be made right. But she's also asking the judge for more. She's telling the judge to embody and express justice. She's asking him to love God by loving people, and to fear God by respecting all people. This widow is telling the judge to act justly, and she's going to keep calling him out until he does. Anything less than justice, anything less than treating everyone with respect, is to be an unjust judge in a world of justice that God desires. In a sense, it isn't the widow herself that annoys the unjust judge. She's not the mosquito buzzing around him or around us in our world. What bugs us is what she calls for. She calls for justice, love, and respect. And her call is loudest when we want to show the least amount of justice, love, and respect we can. As disciples of Christ, our words matter. Our actions matter. And how we embody and live out God's justice matters too. God doesn't call us to judge like God does or try to claim that we can. God calls us to love. God calls us to act justly. God calls us to seek justice not only for ourselves, but also for the widows of our world, the powerless, the suffering, and those who are afraid to speak up because they don't know what will happen after their stories are told. We, as Jesus' disciples, seek justice. We act justly and we love, because justice and love are more than just a feeling. Justice and love are who God is. Amen.